cerebral spinal fluid is just the doctor's fancy way of saying brain grease. And brain grease works inside the lobes like car grease works inside an engine. It keeps things running smooth and fast. But weirdo me, I was born with too much grease inside my skull, and it got all thick and muddy and disgusting, and it only mucked up the works. My thinking and breathing and living engine slowed down and flooded. My brain was drowning in grease. But that makes the whole thing sound weirdo and funny, like my brain was a giant French fry. So it seems more serious and poetic and accurate to say, I was born with water on the brain. Okay, so maybe that's not a very serious way to say it either. Maybe the whole thing is weird and funny. But geez, did my mother and father and big sister and grandma and cousins and aunts and uncles think it was funny when the doctors cut open my little skull and sucked out all that extra water with some tiny vacuum? I was only 6 months old, and I was supposed to croak during the surgery. And even if I somehow survived the mini Hoover, I was supposed to suffer serious brain damage during the procedure and live the rest of my life as a vegetable. Well, I obviously survived the surgery. I wouldn't be writing this if I didn't. But I have all sorts of physical problems that are directly the result of my brain damage. First of all, I ended up having 42 teeth. The typical human has 32, right? But I had 42. 10 more than usual. 10 more than normal. 10 teeth past human. My teeth got so crowded that I could barely close my mouth. I went to Indian Health Service to get some teeth pulled so I could eat normally, not like some slobbering vulture. But the Indian Health Service funded major dental work only once a year. So I had to have all 10 extra teeth pulled in one day. And what's more, our white dentist believed that Indians only felt half as much pain as white people did. So he only gave us half the Novocaine. What a bastard, huh? Indian Health Service also funded eyeglass purchases only once a year and offered one style, those ugly, thick, black plastic ones. My brain damage left me nearsighted in one eye and farsighted in the other. So my ugly glasses were all lopsided because my eyes were so lopsided. I get headaches because my eyes are like enemies, you know? Like they used to be married to each other, but now hate each other's guts. And I started wearing glasses when I was 3, so I ran around the res looking like a 3-year-old Indian grandpa. And oh, I was skinny. I'd turn sideways and disappear. But my hands and feet were huge. My feet were a size 11 in third grade. With my big feet and pencil body, I look like a capital L walking down the road. And my skull was enormous. Epic. My head was so big that little Indian skulls orbited around it. Some of the kids called me Orbit, and other kids just called me Globe. The bullies would pick me up, spin me in circles, put their finger down on my skull, and say, I want to go there. So obviously, I looked goofy on the outside, but it was the inside stuff that was the worst. First of all, I had seizures, at least 2 a week, so I was damaging my brain on a regular basis. But the thing is, I was having those seizures because I already had brain damage, so I was reopening wounds each time I seized. Yep, whenever I had a seizure, I was damaging my damage. I haven't had a seizure in 7 years,